honestly, when have we seen a team saying, we're leaving town, but we're sticking around for 2 years? And the Raider fans in Oakland have somebody in Marshawn Lynch raise his hand saying, I am Mr. East Bay. I'm coming back to play. It's a dream. I want to do it, and I'm going to do it to win going out the door. Derek Carr's coming back. Amari Cooper's there. Crabtree's there. They've got a ton of matchup nightmares to come out of the backfield when they're not running it with Marshawn Lynch. Jared Cook has been added to the mix at tight end.
They're loaded.
Khalil Mack is as good a defensive player as we have seen in years to come. They loaded up with some defensive backs to hand off to Rod Woodson, for crying out loud, to coach up on behalf of a defense coordinated by Ken Norton. Can they make the Patriots get on a plane to come play them for the right to go play the Super Bowl, Mike Mayock?
Everything goes right, the answer is yes. I mean, they were plus 16 in turnover differential last year, which is a big deal, and that's how you have to beat New England. You've got to take care of the ball because you know they will, okay, first and foremost. I think we need to give Reggie McKenzie a little bit of a shout-out here. And, you know, he keeps a low profile, but I go back to that 2014 draft, which has set the tone for this playoff caliber and perhaps Super Bowl caliber team. Khalil Mack in the first round, Carr in the second round, Gabe Jackson in the third round. Three pivotal starters in that draft. They come back in 15, and they get Cooper, the wide receiver. They get Mario Edwards, who's coming back and should be a player. Walford, I mean, I'll tell you what, Reggie's done a great job, and I do believe, Rich, that this is a team, especially if they run the ball more efficiently, can play with anybody.
And that's a team with an offensive line that ran the same running play against the Denver Broncos on a nationally televised game 10 straight times, ran it down their throat.
Yep.
A will-sapping victory that they put on at the time, the defending world champs. Daniel, what do you think of this?
To me, it's interesting. We always talk about building your team to win your division, and then you get to the point where you got a team that's good enough, you think, to make a run at a championship. You peek around the conference to see who's out there, and obviously the Patriots are the team in the AFC. So when I look at what they're doing, the best way to beat the Patriots, obviously keep that high-powered offense off the field. You bring in Marshawn Lynch to run behind that big physical offensive line, shorten the game. And I know he got hurt last year, but you got to account for Rob Gronkowski. Obi Melifonwu, Mike, I'm willing to bet, is going to see him some Rob Gronkowski at some point in time. That's why you bring somebody like this in there. It's 6'4", 220-pound athlete. So they're trying to get the guys to be able to match up in coverage, and you got to run the football and keep the Patriots off the field. I think we're headed towards a collision with those two teams.